We'll be reading a few scriptures this morning. I want you to please put your hand into what we are reading because it is important. I read from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Please, can you project? It said, "Arise, shine." Is it an admonition or an instruction? It's an instruction. It's an instruction. Do this. Arise. Shine. Arise. Shine. And it's an action word. It's a word to do. Now, if I don't have the ability to arise, I would not have been told to arise. If there's nothing to shine in me, how will he tell me to shine? That means the two things that I've been told to do, I have what it takes to do them. But maybe I'm not doing them. He now says, arise, arise, arise. Don't be down. Don't look down on yourself. Don't be discouraged. No matter what is happening in Nigeria, arise, arise, shine. So because I have the ability to do it, that is why I've been instructed to do it. If the ability is not there, I would never have been instructed to do it. So if he's telling me to arise and shine, that means those capacities are in me. Save for your light, shine. And the glory of the Lord is what? Is risen upon thee. But I must arise first and shine. So if I do what I'm supposed to do, there is something that will be done automatically. So is that a function of, no. I have to do what he has instructed me to do. I have to make up my mind to arise. I have to make up my mind to shine. Then the glory of the Lord. Verse 2 is an instruction of what will happen. Verse 2 is giving me an information. So it's not news. There are some things that are happening in the world, and it can never be news to God. And the issue about me is the fact that I've been informed ahead of time. So that's the advantage I have. So I have the advantage of information ahead of time. That's my advantage, and that is your advantage. That's why we have the word of God. It is not no news, everything that is happening in the world. It can take humanity by surprise. It can never take divinity by surprise. If the devil is cooking something, will God not know? That's what's going to happen. He said, for behold, what is behold? Kiesi. So what you are seeing now has been, we've been told. But we've been told to give it attention. That's going to happen. Ahead of time. So that's why I've been equipped to arise. That's why I've been equipped to shine, because this is going to happen. Either corporately, either individually, either people will want to take charge of you, take over your territory, take control of you. For
For behold, the darkness is a personality. The darkness is a person. And that is the prince of darkness. It's a darkness. And what you use to overcome darkness is what? Put on the light. That's it. There shouldn't be any struggle. There shouldn't be jumping up and jumping down, jumping forward, jumping backward. I can pray and do all, but I pray in faith. I don't pray in fear. Because I don't see anywhere when you put on the light and darkness is struggling. Darkness naturally disappears. But this is the issue. Now, when you put on the light, does it eliminate darkness? Huh? No, it didn't eliminate darkness. So put off the light and darkness remains. You have your nakedness because you are putting on the clothes. That's why your nakedness is not showing. You put off your clothes. When you want to take your bath, you are still naked. So that place has gone nowhere. That is why when you are not arising, you are not shining, that guy is raining. It remains. It has gone nowhere. The only thing is there is a power that is above a power. There is a capacity that is above a capacity. So when you are not deploying, the world is not for people who don't have capacity. Men who don't know what they carry. The darkness knows. It does. What do you carry? What do you have? He careless. Can struck with anything. That's his job. And they know their job. I'll be honest with you. The darkness have gone nowhere. When light has come, what happened to darkness? It disappears. So, don't tell me that. That's why the Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood. You may not understand. There is a fight going on every day. Somebody wants to steal your health. Yes, he's a criminal. Somebody wants to steal your joy. He's a criminal. He loves it when you are crying. He hates it when you are joyful. I mean, when somebody has a ministry to come and steal, and to do what? To kill, and to destroy. What is that ministry? Ministry of weeping, ministry of wailing, ministry of crying, ministry of everything. That's his ministry. But don't ever forget, as he's having the ministry, the other ministry shows up. Say, I am come. So, we are not, there is, you see that, you know when you have a scale. Can you picture a scale? And there are 2 pounds, I mean, what they have? Now, this is the issue. If you are loading with light, this is light, this is darkness. If you are loading with light, this other one is going down. If light is going down, this other one is coming up. There's always what happens in life. You don't even want it to balance. No. What you want is what? To be above. That's why the Bible says you are seated with Christ. And he made sure that this is not a physical position. This is about your mentality. Because what you see within is what you exhibit without. You are seated with Christ. And that position is too high. He said, far above. Please tell somebody, please shine. Tell another, please arise. Uh-huh. But let me tell you something. Please don't make a mistake about going to places. Somebody can pray for me. Somebody can do something for me. You are just still not understanding what it's about in the New Testament. Maybe in the Old Testament, maybe. Do you know what? Somebody can pray for you. Do you even know what he carries? Now, how many prayers will he pray for you? He pray for you today. Some people will go and say, Angba do for you. He don't know. He has never mentioned your name. Madam, I do Angba. Emma, we are shamalo. He don't know. Maybe some people are praying. But don't you have your capacity to do what you're supposed to do? That is why in the New Testament, everyone is equipped to deliver. Say, I will deliver. Say, I will deliver.
Now look at what. God's darkness shall cover, behold, darkness shall cover the earth. He didn't finish there.
And gross darkness. The what? People. Everybody say people.
May you not be among them. I say, may you not be among them. Let me tell you something. If you are not born again, you have never confessed Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are not inside the light. Please don't deceive yourself. I'm not saying you are not okay, you are not making, you are not waking up, you are not sleeping, but you are not inside the light.
Gross darkness the people.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, the title of my message this morning is, It is Possible. Please, what did I say? What did I say? It is possible. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5, I read. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. That is why the Bible says, but with God, all things are possible. But it's the possibility, it's not for the docile. It is not for the ignorant. It's not for men without understanding. It's not for men and women that have not developed capacity. It's not for people who think about the other side. All things are possible. In the beginning was the Word. One. The Word was with God. Two. And the Word was God. You can't beat that. We are terribly equipped. That's why the Bible says, who is it that said when Jehovah has not commanded? What do you believe? Which report will you believe? Which report will you believe? Who is it that said when Jehovah has not commanded? Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. We are made by what? Hey, by what? Hey, wait, what is the him? By what? By the Word. When you call God, you think something is very far. All things are made by the Word. By the Word. Did you remember not in the beginning? God created the heaven and earth. And God said, the Word, He said, what are you saying? I'm not even talking about what you are saying outside. What are you saying to yourself? We speak to ourselves more than we speak to people. What are you saying to yourself as you're sitting there now? Are you saying defeat? Who is sleeping? A woman is sleeping. Now, be shaking your leg. Now, shake your leg, shake body. Maybe the king can go. I can see your face, even to bad dodge. Now, the word, that's why the Bible says, He sent forth His Word. What did the Word do? I can't hear. What did the Word do? What else did He do? He delivered them from what? Their destruction. The Word. What are you saying to yourself? Tell me what you are saying to yourself. I'm not talking about what you are hearing me say now. I'm not talking about when they say you pray. In Jesus' name, after you finish. So after you finish praying, what are you saying to yourself? Do you know how much we speak to ourselves? Within. As you are saying to yourself. You are speaking to yourself now.
Some people are saying, how will I do it? Oh, yeah, Naira is 570. What is your business? It's never 570. Everybody knows that. So that's what you are telling yourself. That's what you are telling. What happened? Defeat will be coming. Defeat will be coming. Defeat will be coming. Hey, Naira is 570. Naira is 570. Change will be expensive. Change will be this one. This will be this one. This will be this one. That is what you are feeding yourself from within. You know what happened? How will you be looking? Can you be dancing? If that's what you are telling yourself. You can't dance, oh. Ah, brother, how are you? Good morning. Say, well, okay. Ah, oh, okay. Or Louis, no, ni. Naira, no, sorry. Okay, to back with that topic, or Louis, see there. While I don't come. But you know what happened? Somebody says, Naira is 570 to $1. Somebody now say, okay, can I not be making dollar? Uh-huh. You're telling yourself, if dollar is that expensive, I can make dollar. 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 That's what somebody is telling himself or herself. Somebody is saying, Naira o, Egbawa. Naira o, Egbawa. Somebody is saying, yeah, dollar. Yes. Okay, let me ask you a question. Two currency, yes or no? One is Naira and one is dollar. Please, are people not making dollar in Nigeria? Abba. So, can it not be you? So, if it is 570, God, how can I make? So, you have solved the problem. The word. All things were made by the word. So, that is why the Bible says power of life and death is in your tongue. The word you say to yourself. The word that other people cannot hear, you are hearing it more. Let me tell you something. What you are feeding your mind determines what you will ever become. That's why the Bible says, arise, shine. You have the ability, you have the capacity to make things happen. Arise, shine. All things were made by him. Now, look at the next verse. And without him was not anything made that was made. That means some things were existing without the permission of the word. Because when God created everything, he saw everything that he did. He said it was good. So some things exist, they are existing today without the permission of the word. Verse 4. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. I want you to look up. Please read. What is... In what? In what? In what? In what? In what is the... In what? In the words that you speak. In the words. In the word that you are speaking to your wife. In the word that you are speaking to your children. In the word that you are speaking to your worker. In the word that you are speaking to yourself. In the word that you are feeding yourself with. In the word. In the word, in him was what? Life. Everybody would say life. Life is the opposite of death. What an opposite. Oje ote tarara, in the word was life. Oje ota. Business yo te damo. Can anything come? Life. Omo yo te kom ono ma ye omo yo mo don't say it omo yo mo ko swallow it ko mo kini swallow omo yi te brilliant word. Now you are saying he doesn't know book, you are now collecting teacher get teacher for you, but you are saying negative. Otu ni pa show ni pass mass ni show ni se kini kan. You are saying negative when you are collecting teacher. Oh, they pass, oh. But we need to say, you will pass. Oh, my, okay, I know it. Oh, brilliant. Oh, can't, can we do that? Because you are very brilliant. You know what will happen to the boy? The boy will be excited. The girl will be excited. And you know when you say negative, you come with negative attitude. Because you don't say negative without attitude. So also when you say positive, positive come with attitude. Can we master the art of warfare? You see all this warfare that we're talking about? Warfare is within you most of the time. Then your defeat or your victory has a lot to do with your word.
You will bring no misbehaving. What will be happening to the woman? You will be misbehaving.
You are the one that created misbehavior. You didn't know. In him was life. In the word. You created it. You created it.
Doctor strike. You are creating it. You will not be sick.
I said you will not be sick. I said you will not be sick.
Doctor strike. That's what you have been thinking about. Sickness, yo. What is your problem?
Even when doctors are not striking, you don't want to be sick.
Hello? Hello? Warfare. We fight it every day. We fight it every second. We fight it every minute.
In him was life. And the life was the light of what? Men.
Verse 5. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Vibe. What happened to the light? Oh yeah.
In what? Darkness shall cover the earth. God's darkness, the people. The light shineth in darkness. And what did darkness have? Did darkness have an answer? Did darkness have an answer? Say darkness has no answer. No answer.
That's a preamble before my first point. Because if I don't lay that foundation, it's not the function of that what you are hearing. It's a function of the activity that's going on inside you. You can predict success. Take it from me. Don't bother with it. You can predict success.
Success is predictable.
Somebody else is sleeping. You're always sleeping. What is it? Shake your leg. Now. Shake leg. I know them. Immediately I say they're sleeping, they'll be shaking leg. Like my son, many years ago. He wants to sleep in the living room. I said, go to bedroom. I said, you are sleeping. He said, I'm not sleeping, but I'm resting. I said, what trick is this one? He said, no, daddy, I'm not sleeping. I am resting.
Yesterday, myself and my son, we went somewhere. He has to go and speak to a group of young people. So I took him there.
So he finished speaking, and I just rounded up. Few people were there. So as I was about to leave, somebody said, please, don't leave, sir. He said, everybody said, let me tell you something. He said, this man spoke to us 10 years ago, somewhere. 10 years ago. He said to us that this he will do, and he wants to create a platform for his children to rise higher in life. He said, he told us 10 years ago. He said, so when I hear this guy speak now, I see a manifestation of what he said. And that, he said, 10 years ago, when I heard him, everything about my life changed. And I began to do what I thought I would never have been able to do. He was sharing the story yesterday. Let me tell you something. Say success is predictable. Say it to yourself. Success is what? Predictable. My number one point. Have a positive attitude. If you like, don't write it down. Maybe you are recording in your head. Don't write it down. And you won't get the CD, you won't get the tape, you won't get anything.
Have what? Please, I want to repeat after me. Have what? Have what? Positive attitude. The other one is a suggestion from the devil. I'll be honest with you. Don't fall into his trap.
Now, number one, approach God from a positive perspective. Please, what did I say?
Always.
When you pray, approach it from a positive. Don't approach God from a negative perspective. God doesn't like it. If you have a problem, repent and come.
Approach God always from a positive perspective.
You know what you are doing when you approach God from a negative perspective? You are saying God is not able.
Approach God from a positive perspective. Number two, approach life from a positive perspective. Approach prayers from a positive perspective. That is why sometimes we praise. We praise. Approach prayers from a positive perspective.
Then please approach others from a positive perspective. Don't ever be the one to be looking at the dark side of things. It will create something in you.
Approach others from a positive perspective, and please approach your life. Approach Nigeria from a positive perspective. What can I do to help? What can I do to be the change? There is more negative out there. And he said the name was life. Don't you think I can change things? Now, when the devil have recruited the children of God and everything they are saying about Nigeria is negative. They've been recruited. So it is not the devil that is doing the job again. It is the people with power that is using the power in the wrong way. You people are not waking up to say, God bless Nigeria. They're not waking up to say it. Even you can change the brain of Buhari by blessing him. But instead of blessing, what people are doing? They are doing the other one. I won't say it. Can you imagine? Let me ask you a question. Somebody is the president of Nigeria and you are not blessing him. You are not blessing yourself. He will do wrong things. He will do wrong things. Because you know what happened? Till 2020 something, the man is the president. Abuse him, abuse his father, abuse his mother, abuse his everything, abuse everything. It's just, you are just complicating the matter. You are playing to the gallery.
When you get to your office in the morning and things are not working, praise God and pray to God. God, in Jesus' name, this will happen. Speak what you want. Speak it to existence. Tell yourself what you are going to become. Tell your children what they will. I've told you about praying for children. I've told you time without count. Please, don't limit the size of your mouth when you are praying for your children. Don't limit it though. They will be great. They will work in the greatest companies in the world. Be opening your mouth even and not. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the whole world will look for you. You, when I see one of my daughters here, she's doing something. The work of God, I say, you are going to United Nations. I hope the Bible says, open your mouth wide. When I see some people in UN, I say, that's my daughter. Sheluwa, you are going to UN. You are going to UN. She will get to UN. Please, let me ask you a question. When she gets to UN, will you forget daddy? You can't forget daddy now. That is why I will be chopping pepper soup. Because the Bible says, laborer is worthy of his wages. What are you laboring on for your children? Is it only that you are paying their school fees? Please, you speak to their destiny in Jesus' name. This will happen. You will not marry a wrong man. You will not marry a wrong woman. In the name of Jesus, you will marry your friend. God will bless you with male and female children. You have been doing that once since 85, 86, 87, 88, and you are doing it 365 days in a year. Morning, anytime you pray, that's what you are saying. Afternoon, that's what you are saying. Night, that's what you are saying. There is a section for family prayer during your prayer time. Koyeri, Kodenji section, prophetic section. Because let me tell you something, if you are the priest of the house, if you are the father of the house, and you are not blessing your family, so help you God. Don't blame them. If you are the mother of the house, you are not waking up to be speaking some terrible words in righteous, in the name of Jesus. Line will fall onto this. You measure, don't play for them in general, because one loruko, Dele, Wura,
Yanu, Isheluwa, everything. I beg all. And someone look corner. When they have name, why are you lazy to mention their names? Waku Woko, all my children. Children is a generic word. Are we in church this morning? I can't hear you in church this morning. Are we in church this morning? Can you put your hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I'm talking to you about understanding how it works. You mention their name one after the other, and you speak to their future. The thing that has not happened now, that is not going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years, you are speaking it. What are you doing? You are warning with prophecy. In him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. And the light shineth in what? Darkness. See my wife, she will always look young. The word I have spoken. Look at you. See you are, where you are looking. See everything. Yes, now that's what I want to see. Will you not say what you want to see? Even if somebody is going in another direction, why are you saying what you don't want to see? You are not worrying, you are not doing, you are playing to the gallery. Do I have an amen in the house this morning? I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I will give you an example. So please. This is not a theoretical lesson. This is something that you must start now. No. You wake up in the morning. After you finish thanking God, what do you do next? You switch it. Maybe you pray for everyone. You switch your children. And you mention them. And the prayer must have pattern. Every day. There are something you must say every day. They'll be plotting them. Okay. No. Oh my dear, she wants primary school. What is in there plotting at the primary school? No. Come move lobby. That's the primary school. You what in sorrow? Let me tell you this story. When our children were in primary school, so they were going to one school that they would pay for ice cream. They pray for this one, they pray for that one. And any time term is ending, they will increase their fees. So I'm always almost having high blood pressure. So I now told my wife, I don't want to die young. They will increase their fees, and the rate at which they increase. So usually it's when they enter term, when they're almost ending term, inside me. It is what I'm thinking about. So we proceeded to change, and we got a very good school. Thank God for it. In the school that they left, they were coming first though. You know some schools, they don't want your children to fail. No, they don't want them to fail. Because it will affect their CV. So they must make sure that they pass. So this other school, we took them there. So I went to get them in school. You know what happened? One got 19 position, the other one got 16 position. Ha! And you're more first. Do you know the way we feel? Ah, muni egbamio, bumufebo, egbamio. So I now, I was using this card then. Emo ijapa ti roko, ekonkonyanibo, si emo ijapa. Okonyanibo. Now, I went with ijapa. So, they entered the vehicle. So I now told them something. I said, look at your position. I said, yes. I said, but you can change it. I said, but do this. He said, when your teacher is in class, listen very well. He said, when your teachers are finished teaching you and your friends are going out to play, revise. I said about 4 or 5 or 6 things. So I went back the next time. One of them came first. Ah! So I sat him. I said, what happened? He said, daddy, you remember you came to pick us? I said, yes, I remember. You said this. I said it. I said I did everything. That was it. Since then. Power of what? That is why go on and ask my children favor, flavor everybody. It is seminar. I give sometimes 2 seminars per day, sometimes 3 seminars per day. When you are doing something and it's not right, I give you seminar. Power of life and death is in the tongue. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. One example I will give you in the Bible is the example of Rahab in the book of Joshua. positive attitude. Rahab was a harlot. Who was an harlot?
Everybody looks at her, a stupid woman. I don't know how many men have gone with her.
She was a harlot. They look at her with disdain. I'm sure they will be talking about her from behind.
But Rahab had a positive attitude.
I don't know the circumstance that made her to become an harlot. I don't know what happened, but you will understand the attitude of this woman. Because people with positive attitude, they seize their moments in life. Their moments don't pass them by. Because when you have a positive attitude, you're always on the lookout. Their moments don't pass them by. She was an harlot, but she had a positive attitude. Positive minded person. So the day the opportunity came, who is he that seeth opportunity? Who is he that seeth an opportunity? Men just came around. They were looking for where to. They came to her house, and that was it. And please hear the testimony of Rahab. He said, "We've heard how God delivered you people, how God accepted you." Men with positive attitude, they always see what God is doing. Now, men, these are men that rejoice with people that are rejoicing. These are men and women that don't complain about others. When they see something that is wrong, they pray for others. These are men and women, they don't see anything wrong in their neighbor. Their neighbor may not be a good person, but what they do for their neighbor is they change their neighbor with good works. Men and women with positive attitude, they carry light anywhere they go to. That was what she did. And immediately she did that, look, and the men wanted to sleep, she negotiated and told them exactly what she wanted. Let me tell you something. What do you want from God this morning? You are seated there now. What do you want from God this morning? She told the guys what she wanted. I know what Rahab did. Do you know what? Rahab didn't want the thing for herself alone. She wanted the thing for herself and the whole of her family. Everybody, her father's house, she requested something for everybody in her father's house. She negotiated for everybody. This morning, I want you to just close your eyes in a minute and pray. Can you speak to God about something this morning that is dear to your heart? Can God not bring water out of the rock? He has done it before. What is it that your God cannot do? Are you going bankrupt? Are you here this morning and you cannot even pay your bills? Are you thinking, where is your next meal going to come from? Is it about the debt that you are accumulating? And you're asking yourself, when will I have money to pay up this debt? I'm saying to you this morning, can you tell it to God this morning? Are you saying to yourself this morning, will my husband love me? Or when will my wife love me? Or are you saying, I'm very lonely, oh God? There are some things you can never tell anybody, but you can tell it to God. I am too lonely. I don't understand, I'm lonely. I don't have people to talk to. I don't have people, even though people are around, but I don't have anyone to talk to. Can you speak to God this morning? Are you here this morning? You're almost at your wit's end. It's like you've held on for too long. And it's like you can't cope with it again. Are you in pain this morning? God, when will this be over? Yes. When will I have relief? I want to speak to God this morning. Yes. Speak to him this morning because God is here. And I'm saying speak to him because it is personal. It is about your request. Oh, do you want lifting this morning and you are sitting there? Listen to me. Do you want lifting? Do you want lifting this morning? Do you want lifting this morning? What is it that I've gone wrong? It doesn't matter. Oh, you even say it's your fault. If it's your fault, God can always forgive. Can you forgive yourself? Oh, can you tell yourself that your womb can be fruitful? Speak the word to yourself this morning. Can you tell yourself that your womb can be fruitful? Can you tell yourself that you're going to find your partner, the bone of your bone, the flesh of your flesh? Can you tell yourself this morning that you will find the right, the man? And I'm talking about find the man before the end of this year. It's about what you want. No, I want to forget the past this morning. Forget the past. Forget what have not happened before. Can you open your heart this morning to God and tell God, say you will find the man. Oh, you will find the woman. Can you say to God this morning, oh, can you tell God this morning that you will blossom again? Oh, can you say that you will blossom again? Can you tell God that you will blossom again? Oh, that your joy will come this morning. Bible says, weeping may endure through the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Can you reach out and touch? Can you reach out and touch this morning? Because God has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. Don't mind what the enemy is saying to you. He's saying, have you not prayed before? He's a liar. Please, shut him down. He's a liar. He's saying that, will it happen? It will happen. Shut him down in your heart this morning. Don't listen to him. He's a devourer. He's a stealer of destiny. The enemy is a wicked person. Please don't listen to the enemy this morning. Please don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen. Don't listen. He's saying, can your word do it? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? God can. God can. He had done it before. Can you put your hand where it's hurting you, where the pain is, and believe God for healing as I'm speaking now? Bible says God sent forth his word and he healed them. God sent forth his word. I'm not laying hands on you. Can you put your hand where it is paining you this morning and begin to say, this is my body. I don't want this pain. It is your body. You are the owner of your body. I don't want this pain. Can you begin to prophesy victory to your life and your children? Victory. Yes. You'll be victorious. You are not a dullard. You are not a dullard. You are a brilliant guy. You are not one. No. Then you are a star that you will shine. Now, can you begin to raise your children, raise the bar for your children? Now, you will walk in the highest places in the world. You will never be among the people that will be looking for a job. No. No, you will have more than enough. You will have more than enough. Can you begin to pray for your children this morning? Because God is able. God is able. That's why you have come to his presence. He said, believe in the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe God. Believe God. I want you to get to the point of belief this morning. Believe what you are saying. Adam, my joy will be full. Yes, my joy will be full. My joy will be full. I believe the head and not the tail. My children will reign in this land of the living. My children will be greater than me and my wife. They will be greater. God will lift the heads of my children. He will lift their hands. He's the lifter of my hands. Yes, my womb will be fruitful. You say your womb will be fruitful. You are not a failure, you are a success. Don't bother, don't mind what the enemy is telling you. You are not a failure. There's nothing like had I known. You are who you are today. No, there's nothing. Oh, I wish. Now, you have wished that you have come to his presence. That is what happened. He makes things happen. God can create anything. He makes a way. He's Jehovah God. He's the Almighty. With God, all things are possible. Sister FT, please, can you come up this morning? Please, I want worship to come on. I want you to begin. Please, I want you to begin to believe God this morning. And I want you to limit. Don't limit yourself. He said they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Don't limit God this morning. Please, don't limit God this morning. Is there chaos in your home? God can do it, as I'm speaking to you now. If you are willing and you wish for it to happen, it will happen. Is anyone sick? He said it. They called the elder. Didn't they call the angels from heaven? They called the elder. Anyone sick on earth? He didn't say call the angels in heaven. So don't tell me that God has not equipped us to make things happen on earth.